the gospel was proclaimed unto us. He told them this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray. I changed that. Two men went up to the sanctuary of the church to pray. It didn't have to be men. One could be a woman, one could be a man. They could both be a woman, they could both be men. One was a church leader, and the other one was a known figure that wasn't always favored. One was on one side of the sanctuary, and he was praising God. Oh God Almighty, creator of love, sustainer of my faith, my redeemer, for I'm bound for glory. I thank and praise you that I am not like those other people. Those drug-infested sellers and thieves who burglarize our homes and keep us frightened and fill our overcrowded prisons. Those dishonest, immoral, and scoundrel rogues who create fun, comedy, and laughter within sin. Those adulterers. Divorcees for whom love is fulfillment of physical attraction and satisfaction, and ignoring God, your command, or even like that tax collector who makes the rich richer and rips off the middle class and the poor. As for me, I pray daily. I attend church and I fast twice a week. I give my tithe, a tenth of all my life, my income to your church, even to the church who never done it that way before. On the other side of that church sanctuary and let me just say I didn't choose this side because of you all over here. And on the other side, the tax collector was standing far off, digging into the depths of his soul, noting his dishonesty and confessing his devaluing of others, feeling his depressions and his depressions that would not even look, he wouldn't look up to heaven, no, but was beating his breast with tears and saying, God, I trust your love, I am undeserving within my faith. Please be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus told that story, which I magnified. I tell you, this man, said Jesus, went down to his home justified, rather than the other one for whom exalted, or people who exalt themselves that they think they are humble. And when they are humble, they will be exalted. What about us? To use the words of Jesus, when do we beat upon our breasts? When do we need to do that? What about the world around us? That world. You all know that world. Oh, sometimes that's a good world. If you're a football freak, and it's often a good world. If you're a World Series person, it's if you like the National League, it's right now a good world. Maybe it's your movies. Maybe it's the entertainment. Maybe it's that taste of new wine or that favorite beverage. Or maybe it's the opposite of that. Maybe it's that abuse of a spouse or children or the poor or women or employees or the retired or the Islamists or whoever it is. What about that world? How do we reach that world when we have to also know that we have to take care of ourselves and be bound for glory? I started telling you grandma stories last week, and I'm going to continue on that. I need to confess, I hope to write a book someday called The 20th Century Woman, about my grandmother, Eshelman, who I started talking about last week. And it fits into here so well because my grandfather's father, so my grandpa Eshelman's father, was a gambler who rode the trains. So when I first heard Woody Guthrie sing, "This train is bound for glory," it touched me. Because I knew that story of my great-grandfather riding those trains that many people did and gambling. And that's the way he made his living. And I knew that my grandfather did some of that as well. As I've shared with you, I've known so well West Virginia for being the anti-gambler preacher. But you know, my grandfather, before it was legal, he played that lottery here in the Central Ohio. And one time he put in the house numbers, 1155, from his address. And he won some good money, and I learned years later that the bunk beds that we slept on as children, that came from that money. But also, that grandfather took in my grandmother and married her when she already had a child who, after World War I, my grandmother fell in love with an Italian army captain in Columbus, and they headed to Italy. They had their one child here, took that child to Italy. They had another child in Italy, happens to be my aunt who just died 2 weeks ago. But the oldest child died of starvation. Europe was hungry after World War I. So my grandmother said, I'm going back to America. She got on a ship, it's not a passenger ship, a freight ship, to bring her and her daughter back. It was the Italian families over there that figured out how to find the money to pay for that. And then she's here and she marries my grandfather and they do well and they have children. And my grandfather then, as I shared, he becomes an alcoholic. And I've already said he was a gambler. But he took her in and they had many children and a great business. But I share this week that my grandmother, on the one hand, she was bound for glory. She had arthritis. As she got older and older, she couldn't hardly go up and down the steps, but she had second floor, and she would go up the steps forward, and she'd come down the steps backward. Very careful. And we all talked about it as her grandchildren. And then one day we're all heading to California on a train. And we go to Indiana, and we're there in Columbus, Indiana, waiting on the train. We have lunch, we're eating, and there is a big gang of us, our whole family. We're all there, and we hear the announcement that the train is coming. And we say, oh my goodness, we're going to miss the train. We got to rush to get this train. So my grandmother, who has arthritis, who really struggles to walk and goes backward down the steps, she sprints to that train. We knew that she was bound for glory. I was telling that story at her funeral, and my pastor was there, Dr. Faust, and he would tell that story all over. I was telling that story again when I was serving a Lutheran church in Shelby, Ohio, and it had a train track close to the church, right behind it. And I go to tell that story, and right in the middle of the story, perfect timing, that train is rolling right by. And I said, my grandmother's bound for glory. But Grandma never proclaimed that she was bound for glory. She was never over there praising God in that way. She was out loving people, loving her children, trying to face all the problems in the world that she had in such a creative way. In their divorce, my grandfather got the restaurant, my grandmother got the house. How did she survive? She babysat. She cared so much for all. How do we know if we're following Jesus? How do we know if we're over there, or sometimes we're at one and sometimes we're at the other? How do we truly become humble in this challenging world? I pray that all of us are bound for glory, but we do that by understanding the real world, and how to take the church forth into it and praise our God and be God's people. There's a story about the world. I'm just going to give you a very short version of a long one. It's about bullying. This guy was walking home. He was in middle school, ready to go to high school, carrying all of his books and had a big bag. And this other young man was walking and noticed him. What's he doing carrying all that stuff home? It's a weekend. It's Friday. He's not going to be able to have a good time and play. He's going to study all weekend. He also then noticed a bunch of guys came by and they knocked the books out of his hands, smacked him in the face and knocked his glasses off, and he was laying there all upset and trying to deal with it. And he goes, and this guy, the guy that noticed was coming up and helped him. They start talking, they met each other, they discovered they lived close to each other, but this was a new student at the school. They became good friends. As years passed by, they were best friends in high school. They played football together on Saturdays, just having a good time with their buddies, and then the one became a high school player on the team. He said, I'm telling this story because here's what impacted us. He said, my friend became a very intelligent A student. And all of a sudden, he's the guy that's speaking for all of us at graduation, high school graduation day. He's the one representing the students. And he gets up and tells his story, and we're all there. Our parents are there, and our families are there. And he tells a story that no one knew. He said, I was walking home and carrying all my books, and he told the story about getting jumped and then getting helped. And he said, I was carrying all my books home so that my mother and all my stuff and all my belongings, so that my mother and father wouldn't have to go take care of them, because I planned on committing suicide that weekend. And he said, but my friend saved me. See, life isn't just about me praising myself to God and being bound for glory. It is about, I have confessed my sin, so I go out and help others. May we be bound for glory for our love and our justice for Jesus. Amen.